أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. We read yesterday the same ayat that when a person is overcome by the love of dunya, his lust and his ego overtakes him, and in order to correct that, he should seek the help of Allah Ta'ala by making sabr, staying away from all the harmful things which are causing this condition of his, and shukr, the height of which is namaz, by which Allah Ta'ala will correct his methods. And this in general refers to all conditions. Any difficult conditions a person faces, himself, his family, his community, the ummah, the mankind at large, then we are encouraged by Allah, we are commanded by Allah that we should make sabr, stay away from all the things that cause these problems, and make shukr and thank Allah Ta'ala, that is take the medicine, and a person will get complete cure from that. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ or albatta wo bhari hai. However, to take this path, that we stay away from all those things that cause our harm, and that we turn to namaz, and the shukr of Allah Ta'ala says, it is very difficult. It isn't for every person, إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ مَغَرْ أُنْهِ عَاجِزُوا پَرْ. But for those people who are khashi'een, whose hearts have melted in the love of Allah, in the fear of Allah, it becomes easy for those people. Those people, khashi'een, who got khushu, who have got that humility and humbleness in them, those people will turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Like when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ate of the forbidden fruit, he humbled himself and he asked for forgiveness. Shaitan refused to make sajda, and he showed pride and haughtiness, and he did not ask for forgiveness. So those people who have that quality. Further, Allah explains himself, who are those people? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ جِنْكُ خِيَالْ هَيْ كَيْ وَوْ رُو بَرُو هُونَي وَالِي هَيْ أَبْنِي رَبْ كَيْ. Those people who have got this conviction, that they will be facing Allah Ta'ala, wa annahum ilayhi raji'un, aur ye ke unke usi ki taraf laut kar jana hai, and that there is no doubt they realize that we will have to return to Allah, we are definitely going to return to Allah Ta'ala. The word one is used here, zai and noon. This comes commonly quite a bit in the Quran Sharif. According to dictionary meaning, it means what cannot be perceived by our five senses. That is, with our eyes, with our ears, etc. And what a person thinks of, what is in his mind and in his heart, what he works out and calculates according to that. Like we cannot see Allah Ta'ala, but we consider all the proofs of the existence of Allah and we believe in that. So these, the ulama have written, are of three levels. One is that complete conviction, that a person thinks about it and he gets completely convinced that, and that is called yaqeen. Now he's got yaqeen, he believes in Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, which is completely weak, and he has got doubts, it's also a thought he has got, but they are doubtful. And the one is a zanne ghalib, that most probably it is like that. So, it refers to, according to many mufassireen, the zanne ghalib, that conviction, that yaqeen that a person has, that I'm going to return to Allah Ta'ala. I will be meeting Allah Ta'ala. For that person, namaz becomes easy. Whenever he faces any problem, to go to namaz becomes easy for that person. And he has his conviction that through my namaz, my matters are going to be resolved. And all my things will come into place. And when a person has got very light thought of that, then he won't find it so easy to go for namaz. If he has got doubts in him, he hasn't got that conviction, then for him to resort to namaz becomes difficult. And for such people, usually, then material asbab of this dunya, we resort to that. Whether then that is correct or not, but we resort to that. So it is necessary that we have and we make effort that we have that conviction on Allah Ta'ala. And this also is a indicator for us that how much of conviction have we got. Whenever we have a problem, do we make Salatul Haja? In this major problem that the world is facing, are we making Salatul Haja? Are we asking Allah Ta'ala? If not, then perhaps it is that we haven't got that conviction still that Allah is the doer. Because Allah has taught us that to get our matters resolved, turn to Allah Ta'ala. For all our other matters also, we have a mashura about to make a decision about something. Then to make Salatul Istikhara, to return to Allah, beg Him, guide me to the correct decision. Do we do that, or we just depend on ourselves, that what I think, what I know, or do I seek the help of Allah, that You guide me, that whatever is the best in this matter, and in the same strain, that those who will meet Allah, and those who have got this conviction, that they will return to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. These are those people who will turn to namaz. And for such people to stay away from all the haram also becomes very easy. Like a person who is ill, and the doctors, the hakims have told him, he is a sugar patient, and if you are going to have sugar, your sugar is going to become worse. So when he has this yaqeen, he will easily be able to stay away. Though his desire will be there to eat sweet things, but he knows it's going to cause my illness to be aggravated, to become worse. So for him to stay away will be easy. For him to take bitter medicine also, expensive medicine also, because he knows my cure is in there, he will take that. Like that, if we have got that conviction on Allah Ta'ala, then we will easily turn to Allah for all our matters. And when we haven't got that, then to make namaz, even just to make dua, becomes difficult. But to use all other man-made things, material asbab and means, that will become easy. Our yaqeen is on those things. And if our yaqeen is on Allah and His command, then those things will become easy for us. May Quran Sharif has spelled out everything for us. May Allah make it easy to follow accordingly and make our lives accordingly. And also there is an indication that when we will be returning to Allah, be concerned of that. How will I answer in front of Allah? How will I answer in the qabr? It isn't my knowledge of this dunya and all the proofs I can present in this dunya, but what is my conviction that is going to help me in the qabr and in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah.